Sheriff John Montgomery's in this morning. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What a beautiful day.
Isn't it, though?
But it's Arkansas. Stay tuned.
Yeah. And tomorrow, did you say you're camping out?
Yes.
You want the forecast for tomorrow?
I already know what it is. I know what it is for Saturday night, too. Yeah.
Bundle up.
Yeah.
Get you some wood, build you a nice fire, or take a camper or something.
Yeah.
What's going on in the sheriff's department?
Well, let's see. We're progressing along with some of the preliminary stuff on the jail. You know, we're expanding the jail. And so they've done core samples. They've done survey work because we know we have to move a sewer main. And so we're progressing right along on that. I think the last word that we're anticipating somewhere around the end of April, 1st of May, we're going to start letting out bids for the construction. So
that's pretty good, isn't it?
It is. And roughly a year to complete. And so we're excited about that and looking forward to that. We need the space desperately.
How many more beds will you add?
Well, roughly around 50 to 55. The lower level we know has got 24 beds on it. The upper level, the way we've done the pod system, could, you know, so we'll be in that range. But the isolation cells is going to be huge for us. And of course, we're already short-staffed, and so we'll have the funds available to hire the staffing that jail standards says we need.
Tell me about the isolation cell. What all is involved there?
Well, the problem that we have now, the current jail that we have has five isolation cells. Now, we've got two beds in each one of those isolation cells because the idea is if you get someone that's either unruly or can't behave or maybe they have a communicable disease, they're a sex offender, they're, you know, something like that, you put them in an isolation cell. Now, I've had people say, well, why would you put two beds in there? Well, occasionally you can actually put two people in there, okay? And maybe you need to segregate just temporarily, you know. And so while we don't always get to use both beds, a lot of times we can. Well, the problem that you run into is that's not anywhere near enough. And so we're adding 12 more on the lower level. Again, each one will have two beds. Now, probably at any given time, half of those will only have one person in it. But it helps the staff so much. You got one troublemaker that causes so much problem, you can pull them out and put them in an isolation cell. But, you know, you look at the sheer number of folks. I forgot to look this morning, but we're pushing 100, and we got 100 beds. So
that's a lot of beans and bologna, isn't it?
Beans and bologna. You're exactly right.
You know, I tasted those beans. You were always bragging on those beans. I tell you, that Salvation Army.
Yeah.
They're pretty plain.
Well, you know, I did had part of a lawsuit. One of the guys was in his lawsuit was mad at me for not putting any seasoning in the beans. But, you know,
you're in the jail.
Well, it's not the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
And really, with not putting salt on it, if you think about it, that's good for your heart, right? You don't need to be eating that much salt, right?
That's true. And you save a little money.
We might save a little money. That's possible.
You know, one of the most expensive things you can serve is pepper.
Yeah.
That's how much pepper is, just a little jar of pepper.
I know.
How much that costs.
Oh, we don't put pepper.
I know. You're salt either.
Well, you know, there's a solution to that.
Don't go, right?
Or go to a different county.
Yeah, there's other Holiday Inns you can go to.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What about all these medicines that, you know, you go in and say you have some surgery and they give you some pain pills to help ease the pain, and then all of a sudden you've got a bunch left over. What do you do with those?
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, do not flush them. Do not throw them in the trash. You would think, well, if you flush them, that'll, you know, dispose of them. But there's been much scientific evidence that says that even in the sewer systems, it does not break down. And so it's getting in the soil, getting in the water. So what we want you to do is turn them in. We either incinerate them ourselves or we usually do a couple of big events twice a year, and then we'll actually take them to South Arkansas, and they'll incinerate them there. And so that's a true way to dispose of them. But we have a permanent drop box at the sheriff's office located on 8th Street, or you can even actually walk in the front door. You know, we'll take them, and we'll dispose of them. And so you can do that anytime. You don't have to wait for the drug take back in April and October. Now, on that same note, Bob, at your home, we take many reports of people whose medication gets stolen. So here's a couple of things. One, don't leave your medications in your car, period, okay? And if you're in your house, don't put them in an obvious place. Most people either leave them on the counter in the kitchen or in the bathroom, or they put them in a medicine cabinet. And that's, so if someone gets in your house or
even... Don't put medicine in the medicine cabinet.
That's right. Put them,
makes sense.
Hide them, because that's where the first place you're going to go look. And this, we get report after report every month about people's medications were stolen. Well, if you'll put them somewhere out of sight, heck, you know, whatever, in a drawer or, you know, someplace where it's not obvious, you can help one, keep from becoming the victim, but you can also help us in law enforcement not have, you know, not have to investigate that crime.
People get in, do they just take whatever's in there, or do they know what they're looking for?
Oh, they know what they're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, now, I mean, if they're in a hurry, they may just grab
they're
it.
Not going to take your blood pressure medicine.
Yeah, not typically. But and you know, typically, they're not going to take the whole bottle. See, what they're going to do, they're going to take the stuff out so that you won't notice it right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll take that, and they may or may not take them all. In other words, you if you had 10 pills in there, they may leave you with 3 or 4, okay? So again, the idea is so you don't notice it for a period of time, and then you might notice it later.
Yeah, when you go to get it refilled, and they say, well, you know, you should still have
right
all these pills left.
Yeah, and then you're trying to figure out, well, where could they have gone?
I know I didn't take them, so what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Any words of wisdom for the folks this morning?
I guess the theme I think of is don't volunteer to be a victim. There's a few things, like I talked about, hiding your medications. If you're listening right now and you're not in your car, is your car locked? Those are little simple things, locking your house, locking your cars. I don't care. I did a program this week at one of the local churches, and I asked the ladies that were there, and I said, don't raise your hand, but how many here drove here today and your car sitting out in the parking lot of the church unlocked? And even though I told them not to raise their hands, there was a couple of hands went up, and I said, well, the problem of it is you just volunteered to be a victim because they know you're in here. You're not in the parking lot, so all they got to do is walk up, open the door, mm-hmm. and take the stuff out. Lock it. Doesn't take but a second. And the vast majority, I think if you looked at the last 100 car break-ins, and by the way, break-in doesn't necessarily mean you break a window. But the last 100 break-ins, I believe it's either 99 or 100 were left unlocked.
Really?
Yes. So if you just locked it, the odds are you would not be a victim. That simple.
Good advice. Sheriff John Montgomery, good to have you in. We haven't been in, haven't had you in a while.
I thought you forgot about me, Bob.
No.
You know, we only see each other in the grocery store.
I know. And that's fairly frequent.
And that is fairly frequent.
Sheriff, thank you much.
You bet.